Welcome back, my fellow convicted felons. This is the Professional Convict coming to you from USA. Although everybody is welcome for this, I am thinking of starting a new excerpt that goes over The Laws of Power by Robert Greene. The book is called The 48 Laws of Power, which was later redubbed as The 50th Law of Power, which, honestly, I've been reading since almost a teenager, before social media, before any type of real pickup. Long story short, I was kind of just, where can I go next? I've been beating this thing with a dead horse, trying to kind of just figure out where I could get this podcast to go. And I don't want to continue telling people stories without context, or trying to pick what you guys might like. And I want this to grow. I want this, you know, originally this is a podcast for people that have been in trouble or know somebody who's in trouble, maybe in a prior situation as me where they've been imprisoned or, you know, are still in prison. And you want to learn some ways to navigate the world as you get out. And I feel like the more abstract I go, the better the ideas come for me. So step one was, why don't I put some of my life stories in there? And that was very specific, but they were based on abstract thoughts, like, you know, parents going through divorce and how that can fuck up your childhood, or just certain things that could lead you in, you know, choices that you make that could be, you know, very estranged from other people's lives that have it good per se. So I've been sitting here and I've been thinking, and it's the holidays and life sucks for everybody. Trust me, COVID didn't just catch you guys. You think my life's going good? Fuck that. I got 3 kids. I got a fucking, I got a house to pay. I got so much shit going on. I got business ideas that got shot down the drain just because, you know, small business took a big hit. I have issues. I'm in debt. I've always been in debt. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I have problems, though. And one thing that keeps me going is the thoughts of lessons I've learned through my life of, like, honestly, like, why quit today when tomorrow could be the day you make it? And, like, stupid little excerpts like that I have picked up from powerful people, but also powerful books. And one of them that doesn't contextualize, you know, job or a business, but just gives you ways to navigate anything, whether it's negotiations in a meeting or an interview or getting an offer for a job or applying or just, I mean, all surrounded all those things, or starting your own company or finding a partner or, you know, choosing friends wisely or getting rid of friends or using friends to get ahead in life, or, you know, knowing your family is eating off you too much. Looking for more objective standpoints, there's so much to this that has come from, you know, books like The 48 Laws of Power. So this quick excerpt is just for me trying to show you that I can. Hold on, my wife just walked in the room. This is going to be a pit stop, and we're going to go over The 48 Laws of Power, law by law. And I hope to see you guys soon. But during the holidays, it's going to be like an advent calendar. I'm going to give you guys a couple laws a day, and we're going to go over them. We're going to dissect them. I'm going to give you a couple stories that relate to on my own. And I'm going to see if anybody else can relate. And I hope anybody listening or who has listened or is subscribed or anything, which I think is zero, but if you do listen to this also, please, you know, subscribe to this. Send me a message if you're listening on Anchor Podcasts or anywhere. If you can, leave me a message. Let me know you're listening and tell me what you'd like to hear about. Tell me some struggles you got into. Maybe I can help you get out of them. But during this time, we are definitely going to go over the 48 Laws of Power. I'm going to read a chapter a day, post it up. We'll go over a couple stories. I'll push some of my stories on my own, and we'll see if anybody likes what we're doing. So, like I said, I'm just trying to get this thing to evolve in a way that fits something I like doing every day. And we're going to start with this book because it's one of the books that has molded me into who I have become and how I have overcame obstacles. So for any listeners out there that would like to hear more about this, I will be starting tomorrow. So again, try to subscribe, try to like. I don't have advertisements on here yet, but I don't see a need. But hopefully this thing blows up big enough where I need to start posting instead of wanting to, meaning you guys want more and girls. And again, any questions I can answer or just any comments you'd like me to refer to, you know, I'm here for you guys. So I definitely hope you guys stay tuned, and I will start up tomorrow with Law One. All right, guys, catch you later.